Welcome back, MTN Giants Podcast. First day of free agency. Not officially, it's Wednesday. That's the first real day, but today's like the day we find out everything. And I want to go back to the 2019 NFL Draft. Take a, take a stroll down memory lane real quick here. So the Giants, of course, had the 17th overall pick in that draft from the Odell Beckham trade. I believe 17 belonged to the Browns. And the pick right before the Giants was the Panthers. They selected edge rusher Brian Burns, who I was a huge fan of. And he's just one of those guys, you could watch him, and he was just at a different speed than everybody else. Like, you knew barring injury, he was going to be a pretty special player at the next level, which he ended up being. And Brian Burns has spent his last 4 or 5 years in Carolina. Now, they couldn't come to an agreement on a contract, and Brian Burns was shockingly traded. And that team happens to be the New York Giants. So Brian Burns, all these years later, 5 years later, is now a New York Giant. They get Dexter Lawrence at 17 in that draft. They get the guy who went 16th in Brian Burns. It all worked out to perfection. But he did sign a Giant extension to come here. The Giants gave him a 5-year deal worth $150 million with $87.5 million guaranteed. A monster-sized deal for Brian Burns, but he's a guy who I think is worth it. He's not even 26, he's still 25, and he's been putting up numbers in the NFL. You listen to offensive linemen talk about blocking this guy, and it's very difficult, apparently. The guy, they make it sound like he teleports. He's so quick, he has great bend for a guy of his size, and he has a wide variety of pass rushing moves, which is great. And he can probably teach Kayvon Thibodeau quite a few things, which is nice. I mean, we now have a defensive line of Dexter Lawrence, Brian Burns, Kayvon Thibodeau. You can throw Azeez Ojulari in there. Like, this is a really, really good defensive line. I would say one of the best in football. So the Giants built something special here. Yeah, it did cost them a second and a fifth round pick, but for the player of Brian Burns' caliber, I think that's a very fair haul. And I would say the Giants made out pretty well. The reason he was so cheap, quote-unquote, is because the Panthers obviously did not want to give him the big contract that the Giants gave him. But it is what it is. Like, I'm fine with it. I really am. I do think this team is going to go in the direction of a rookie quarterback soon, whether it's this year, which I think it's going to be this year. I can't predict the future, but just based on the moves they're making, what they've said, and what some people are saying, like the Rich Eisen quote last week, I do think the Giants get a quarterback in April. It is still a wait and see. We'll find out. But the point I was getting to is they can pay all these guys, Andrew Thomas, Brian Burns, Dexter Lawrence. They can pay all these guys, and even Daniel Jones to a degree. They can pay these guys because, you know, they're going to have a quarterback most likely on a rookie contract for the next 4 years, hopefully, whether that is Daniels or May, McCarthy, whoever it may be. Like, I do think the Giants have their eyes on somebody. It just depends who it is. I didn't even get to the whole Saquon and Xavier McKinney part yet, but that's kind of just out of my mind because as I'm recording this, the Brian Burns trade happened like 20, 30 minutes ago. So it's very fresh and I'm still excited. So, of course, McKinney went to the Packers on a big contract. Saquon went to the Eagles. There's a lot to talk about. The Giants got John Runyon from the Packers. They signed Devin Singletary from the Texans. They got Jermaine Illuminor from the Raiders. That happened like 2 minutes before the Brian Burns trade was announced. I saw the Illuminor signing and I was like, all right, yeah, that's cool. Makes sense. And then 2 minutes later, Brian Burns traded the Giants. It's like, oh my God, that's crazy. So yeah, this was a boring day at first, but it got exciting. And the Giants get themselves one of the biggest guys on the market who technically wasn't on the market, but you get what I mean. But anyway, hope you guys enjoy the video. Leave a like, of course, and let's get into it. I just noticed in the graphic I made, it says Brian Burns to NYG question mark. Forget the question mark. Brian Burns to NYG. Because I made this before it happened, but I don't feel like going back and just taking off the exclamation point, so just deal with it. Anyway, the Commanders signed Austin Eckler just now, if anyone cares. He looked very washed last year, so personally I don't care, but maybe he does well there. We'll see. But for the Giants, look, Saquon going to the Eagles, it's not what you want, right? I mean, If the options were let Saquon go to Philly or the Giants re-sign him to the same contract Philly gave him, I'd much rather him just go to the Eagles. Like, I would never want to give a 27-year-old running back that kind of contract. A three-year deal, $38 million, $26 million guaranteed. I'm good. I am fine. Like, you can have him. It sucks that it's the Eagles of all teams. I'd probably rather see him be a Cowboy, but at the end of the day, like, I didn't want the Giants to give him that contract, and I'm happy they didn't. Like, I'm happy Joe Shane went about it this way, and I think, I forget, it might have been Connor Hughes, one of the beat reporters said that the Giants really did not offer Saquon anything. Oh, Jordan Schultz, sorry. So Jordan Schultz said Saquon's decision came down to the Bears, Texans, and Eagles. The Giants never made an offer to retain Barkley per multiple reports. So yeah, I mean, look, I'm a person who, before the pick was even made, I was saying, like, the Giants should not do this. And this was back in 2018 or 17, whatever the hell it was. So, obviously, I'm against the idea of paying Saquon that kind of money. Now, Howie Roseman, the Eagles GM, is a very smart guy. So, he must know something and have some conviction that this will work. I'm interested to see how Saquon looks behind an offensive line like Philly, and having A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith around him with Jalen Hurts. Like, it's going to be a good fit, obviously. It's a great fit for him. He got the guaranteed money he wanted. It may have sparked a feud between him and Tiki Barber, but that's a story for a different day. But anyway, look, I mean, I'm happy Saquon got his money. To me, it's whatever. I'm not that mad about it. Saquon's Giants tenure will not be remembered fondly by me. He might be by some of you, but just for me, like, the way I viewed the entire situation was just terrible. The way Dave Gettleman had so much neglect during that draft with that pick, how he admitted he did not pick up the phone for teams calling for the second overall pick. And taking a running back that high is bad in the first place, but when you have a 37-year-old Eli Manning as your quarterback who was clearly declining, not a fan. But yeah, Saquon's rookie season, it was special. It was great to watch. Just didn't really matter when it came to wins and losses. Saquon's record with the Giants was 25-48-1. The Giants without Saquon Barkley were 9-16, which I believe is a little better going by winning percentage. So whether he was there or not, it was the same result, basically. And it's not me saying, like, obviously, in a vacuum, I am taking Saquon Barkley over whoever, Wayne Gallman, Alfred Morris, Devontae Freeman, whoever the hell we had. Even Devin Singletary, who we'll get to later. But still, just for that kind of money and those guaranteed dollars, let Philly have him. Maybe it works out. Maybe it doesn't. Most times for running backs at that age, it doesn't. So the Giants are playing the odds, and we'll see. For Xavier McKinney, he was a guy I did want to bring back. As of we know, he's 24. Coming off arguably his best season. It was sad to see that, but at the same time, like, the Packers are not a team that goes out and spends a lot in free agency, especially on one player, I feel like. So when they want a guy, like, they can get him, but it's just rare to see the Packers go out of their way to sign somebody like that. Like, I'm trying to think the last time the Packers signed another team's free agent for that much money. I don't know who it is. I have to do some research, but like, they give out money. Like, Rashawn Gary got a big deal, obviously. I think Jordan Love will get paid this offseason. But it's usually their own guys. Like, obviously, Love and Gary were drafted by the Packers. Like, I don't see the Packers go out of their way to get guys from other teams. So they must have a lot of confidence in McKinney. I think they're losing Darnell Savage this offseason, possibly. He's a free agent. So yeah, I mean, look, I wish McKinney well. It is what it is. I wish they could bring him back, but if it was between McKinney or Brian Burns, I'm taking Brian Burns. I mean, yeah, we had to give up a 2 and a 5 and a big-ass contract for it, but I do think Burns is a better player than Xavier McKinney, which is no surprise. So we'll see what they do for that safety spot, whether it is the draft or one of the many free agents out there. And there's still a ton. Some of these guys are veterans. I know, like, I think Kevin Byard went somewhere. He was the first guy that popped in my brain. But there's a lot of guys out there. CJ Gardner-Johnson, Julian Blackman, Cameron Curl. Like, there's a lot of guys out there. So the Giants, they'll figure it out. they'll get somebody, whether it's a stopgap type safety or a guy who's in his mid-20s they can build with. My vote is Julian Blackman, but we'll see. The Giants may not want to spend much more money after this. I mean, they went out and made some, you know, three decent sized signings today. And then if you include Brian Burns, that's like a mammoth signing. Like, that's a big ass contract. So the Giants might be done spending, and it is what it is. But as I said, they hopefully will have a rookie quarterback soon, so we won't have to worry about the cap too much. That's the best advantage in the NFL, is having a rookie quarterback contract that allows you to spend elsewhere. And that's why certain teams are so good in the first few years of a guy's career. Like, looking back at who was a good example of this? I mean, Tom Brady was, because Tom Brady took discounts every year with the Patriots, which is, it was kind of like a cheat code, honestly. But Brady took discounts. The Ravens, the first few years of Lamar, they were awesome. I mean, Joe Burrow and the Bengals, that was a good example. Like, they built that team around him during a rookie contract. They're still good, but, like, they made the Super Bowl, so. But, yeah, once again, happy for McKinney. Sucks he didn't stay here, but for that price, it is what it is. Go get your money. Same thing for Saquon Barkley. The Giants did bring back, I don't want to forget the smaller signings. They brought back Gunnar Olszewski, if I'm even saying that right, but he had that nasty punt return touchdown last year, which we have not seen that in years, I feel like. So he was brought back. They brought back Casey Kreider, the long snapper. That was good to see. And was Carter Coughlin brought back? He might have been. Carter Coughlin, maybe. Don't hold me to it, but I think I saw that today. Anyway, so for the Giants and their other signings they made today, I'll just go in order. So John Runyon was brought over from the Packers, and he has a ton of experience at both guard positions, so that's probably where he'll be, especially with Evan Neal at right tackle and Illuminor now for some extra depth. So yeah, Runyon will definitely be a starting tackle, or starting guard, not tackle, starting guard next year. It kind of gave me like Mark Glowinski vibes, which I didn't want that to be the case, but when I went into this free agency, I really thought that the Giants were going to sign like Onwenu or Robert Hunt, and Robert Hunt got paid big time by the Panthers. I want to see that contract, by the way, because it like one of those contracts that like knocked your socks off. Does anyone even say that anymore? I don't know. 5 years, $100 million for a guard. I mean, just crazy stuff. Want to see the guaranteed money. I can't find it. But either way, like, that's a massive contract for a guard. I believe that Robert Hunt was going to be the guy the Giants were going to get, but I think they knew the whole time today, like, hey, we might get Brian Burns. We have a good chance here. So they probably just went for the smaller contracts, and hey, I'm fine with John Runyon. Like, it's not that big of a contract. 3 years, 30 mil. It's not going to kill you. If he sucks, I mean, yeah, it's going to suck, but this is not the kind of contract where you look at it and it's just like the worst thing ever. So for John Runyon, for Jermaine Illuminor, I mean, those are smaller level contracts. I want to see Illuminor's exact money he got. He got 2 years and $14 million. I mean, it's a fine contract for a swing tackle. Maybe a little pricey. The Giants obviously had to address this position. I went over this a week ago. Like, they had to invest in some type of swing tackle. So obviously, he has the connection to Carmen Brasillo, the Giants' offensive line coach. He was with the Raiders, and Illuminor played starting right tackle the past couple years, and he was fine. I believe he's played some guard as well. He's played some left tackle at times, so he's played everywhere. It's good to have a guy like that. He is 29. You know what you're getting here. And for John Runyon, there is, I guess, some chance to improve. He's only 26, but I feel like for Illuminor, he's close to 30 now. Like, that's pretty much what he is. And that's fine. Like, if he plays the way he did the last couple of years, like, they'll be fine. I really think the Giants will look at this contract as a bargain, honestly, if he plays the way he did the past couple of years. I'm hoping with a new offensive line coach, and, you know, the Giants have been so bad at developing guys, I'm hoping that whether it's Illuminor or Runyon or whoever else they get, that these guys don't fall off a cliff. Because that's been a problem with the Giants. Like, Mark Glowinski was a prime example. Like, Mark Glowinski was never some elite right guard, but he was a guy that Colts fans can look at and say, all right, he's reliable, he's fine, we don't have to worry about him. Of course, when he comes here to the Giants, he became a turnstile and was terrible. and he looked like he aged very quickly. Hopefully with these guys, we don't have that same result. They're not the biggest contracts once again. Runyon's is a bit steeper. It was 3 years for 30 as compared to Illuminor, who was 2 for 14. I just hope they work out. I hope they're fine. We don't have to worry about them too much. But it's, you know, the Giants approached this the right way. They went into free agency and they said, all right, what are the places we have to get depth and places we have to really address? Which is what I think that free agency should be used for in the first place. Like, if I were doing it, I would just look at positions that I'm thin at and be like, all right, what do we need to fill so that we feel okay about these spots? Obviously, here and there, you're going to splurge and have some really big signings like Brian Burns. But, you know, even going back in time, like a Janoris Jenkins or Damon Harrison, there will be times, Olivier Vernon, where you have to spend big. Nate Solder. Sometimes when you do that, obviously, based on some of those names I just said, it's a bad idea. You'd rather draft and develop your guys. But I think for the Giants' case, they came into this and said, all right, we don't really have much faith at right tackle. Let's bring in Illuminor. We don't have anything at guard. We could bring back some guys. We could hope that McKeithen gets better. You know, Justin Pugh's probably done. Shane Lemieux, I think, is probably done. Ben Bredesen could bring him back. But at the same time, there's no guarantees there. Izudu, maybe he gets better. But the Giants went into this thinking, hey, we got to get somebody. Get a reliable guard. And they get a guy from the Packers who started for at least a couple years now. Well, 3 years. I don't want to slight the guy. 3 years. He's been starting for the Packers since 2021. So 3 years. It's not the most exciting signing. I get it. But you look at some of the money that, like, Jonah Jackson, even Jonah Jackson, who I think is fine. I've liked Jonah Jackson for a long time, even in college. But he got a $51 million deal for 3 years. And it's a lot for a Jonah Jackson-level player. I mentioned what Robert Hunt got. That was insane. So I think value-wise, the Giants did okay here. But I just hope these guys, once again, don't fall off a cliff. That's what we can't have happen. Like, just have them come in and be serviceable level players that don't just fall off a cliff like everybody else seems to with this offensive line. For the rest of it, Devin Singletary, I didn't get to. Singletary, he signed a 3-year deal for like 15 or so. Let me see real quick. 3-year deal with the Giants worth $16.5 million deal, worth up to $19.5 million. Obviously, with what Saquon got, I mean, this is like basically half of that. So the funny thing is, I looked at it before. Saquon Barkley's career yards per carry is 0.3 less than Devin Singletary. I think Barkley's career yards per carry is like 4.3 yards, and I think Singletary is like 4.6. I'm going to look this up again or just look back on my Twitter, but it was pretty, you know, surprising when I saw that, because you're not thinking like, oh, well, Singletary is going to have more yards per carry than freaking Saquon Barkley. Like, no. Yeah, it was 4.6 and a 4.3, so Singletary had more, which is just, once again, very surprising. But I've liked Singletary for a long time. Like, I'm not like the biggest fan of him, but I remember even back in his rookie year during, I used to do some fantasy football videos. I do a few in the summer, but back when I was doing fantasy football videos more frequently, I had a video of like bold predictions. And this was during his rookie year, Singletary in Buffalo, backing up, I think, Frank Gore at the time. And I made the prediction that Singletary was going to start more games than Frank Gore. And I'm looking at it now. He did have 8 starts his rookie year, so that bold prediction may have been correct. But he's had solid years every year. He's been between 687 rushing yards and 898 every year of his career. He's had a 4-year career, averages once again 4.6 yards per carry. He's had over 4,000 yards in his career, 20 touchdowns. Last year probably had the best year of his career. Not the most efficient year. It was actually his least efficient year. He did see his most work last year. He had 216 carries. He also had 30 receptions. I feel like Singletary, you look at him and he is like what you would consider a replacement level running back. A guy who, if he's out of the lineup, you're not going to notice it that much. But he's still like a fine starter. Like, I'm okay with him. He's only 5'7", 203 listed at, 26 years old, so he's younger than Saquon, that's nice. But obviously, he's not the same player of Saquon's caliber. But as I mentioned, he's been pretty efficient for the most part. He does wear 26. I wonder if the Giants give him 26 off the bat. They probably would, right? Like, why not? They're not going to retire Saquon's number. I doubt it. That'd be crazy. But he's a capable receiver, pretty good in between the tackles runner. He has good vision, good jump cuts. Like, he just knows where to go. but he's just not like an elite athlete. He just is what he is. But I think from a pure running back standpoint, he has what it takes. Like, he has, once again, good vision, knows where to go, follow his blocks. He can break off a big play here and there. I think he had a walk-off touchdown versus the Titans this year. It was like a 30 or 40 yarder. It was a long one. Now I feel like I got called back, but I don't know. But he had a big play at one point in that game. It might have got called back, I forget. But he has some breakaway speed. It's definitely not his game to break away. Like, I want to see his longest run of his career is 51 yards. So it's not spectacular. Last year it was 24 yards. Wow. So maybe that play I'm thinking of was a reception. He did have a 41-yard reception last year. Maybe that's it. I don't know. But he did have over 1,000 scrimmage yards for three straight years. The guy has been, he's been durable. He's been reliable. I don't know about his pass blocking. That's the one thing I want to look at. I know PFF has those grades, and we can take that with a grain of salt. But I'm kind of interested because I feel like off the top of my head, I don't know about Devin Singletary as a pass blocker. He did have a 79 grade this past year. It's very good. As we know, as Giants fans, we saw Ahmad Bradshaw do it for years. You don't have to be the biggest guy to be a great pass blocker as a running back. But once again, at 5'7", 203, not the biggest guy. He's had pretty good pass blocking grades for his career. 79 last year, that's like elite. 65 in 22, 49 was his worst in 2021, but 64 in his second year and 65 in his first year. So, I mean, hey, like, that's not too bad. I'll take that. So, yeah, maybe not the guy you put on the field for, like, third down and long situations where it's an obvious passing down, but, you know, he's not going to be a liability, I think, so that's good. So, yeah, I'm fine with it. I did prefer to draft a guy in, like, the fourth or fifth round, but Singletary is a fine running back. He's not making that much money. I'm okay with it. It's funny. I went through some old tweets about what I was saying about Brian Burns back in the day, and, so this is from October 2019, so this is like a month into their rookie careers. Someone tweeted a video of Brian Burns with a scoop and a score, and I quote tweeted saying, "Good thing Dex looks like a good player because Brian Burns has been balling." But right now we got both. We got both of them in their prime. In their prime. So this is, it's a nice day. It's a good day to be a Giant fan, which we don't get many of them. So enjoy today. This was fun. Before dinner time, it didn't look that great. You know, there were some average signings and whatnot. But, you know, the Brian Burns move was big. And I think he'll fit in nicely here in New York. And as I mentioned, there's a great defensive line. I didn't even include Bobby Okereke. And hopefully Deontay Banks is one of those guys. And the second cornerback spot's definitely still concerning. They brought in Darius Williams for like two visits, but nothing's happened yet, so I'm still waiting on that one. But Adoree Jackson, a free agent, do they bring him back? I don't know. And I'm fine with it. If they bring back Adoree, I was fine with that, so that's all right with me. The safety spot is a little thin. Pinnock, Belton, Javarius Owens, I mean, they could do better. But really, for Joe Shane at this point, I feel like he's done a good job today. Obviously, the draft picks have to hit, whether that's Evan Neal, who, you know, some speculate played through an injury most of last year, which I hope is the case. I really do hope that Evan Neal was playing hurt for most of last year because that'd make me feel better. So he got his surgery. Hopefully he comes back better for year three and turns into a franchise right tackle. You know, my hopes are not completely given up on that, but definitely not as high as they were last year at this point. But hopefully Evan Neal is fine. Kayvon, obviously, I liked what I saw last year for the most part. Just got to put it together for a full season. There were too many games he was invisible. But hopefully a guy like Brian Burns will help that. But yeah, just got to get the quarterback right. I don't know what's going to happen, who it's going to be. By the way, so people are kind of clowning the Panthers now, which people tend to do that because they suck. But a couple years ago, the Rams offered for the Rams tried to get Brian Burns from the Panthers a couple years ago, and they offered a second round pick and two first round picks, and the Panthers declined. And like a year or two later, they traded Burns for a second and a fifth. I mean, that is just that's just malpractice by the Panthers. I'm trying to think if it's the same GM. Who is the Panthers GM? It's not Dave Gettleman anymore, I'll tell you that. Oh, it's Dan Morgan now? The linebacker? It used to be somebody else. They used to have that guy from the Seahawks. I don't know. I forget his name now. But yeah, I think it was somebody else at that time, so he's fired. But yeah, that's just selling the bag right there. Two first-round picks and a second, and they passed it up. So that sucks for them. But anyway, a good day for the Giants. I do want to look through some of the rest of the free agent signings because this video is probably long enough. So why the hell not just go through the rest of the big signings? I mentioned Eckler to the Commanders, Brian Burns, of course. Carlton Davis went to the Lions. That was interesting. I mean, the Lions already have Cameron Sutton. Didn't they bring back Emmanuel Mosley? I feel like they have a lot of corners, but Carlton Davis is a fine player, so not bad. Gardner Minshew went to the Raiders, which really makes me think, like, where the hell is, where's Justin Fields going to go? I feel like we're running out of teams here. Like, the Vikings need somebody, but that's an in-division trade. Like, would the Bears trade Fields in division to the Vikings? Like, maybe. It's kind of weird, though. Geno Stone went to the Bengals. Interesting. That's a move that I'm sure a lot of Ravens fans, it's kind of like the Saquon situation, maybe not exactly the same, but division rival move right there, a two-year $15 million deal. I saw that Lamar Jackson tweeted at him that you're dead to us. I'm sure that was a joke, but still. Giants, Saquon Barkley, Xavier McKinney to the Packers. Patriots released Devontae Parker. I saw a stat from somebody tweeted that, of course, we all know about next-gen stats, and they have the separation metric for wide receivers and just receivers in general. The tweet said that for four straight years, Devontae Parker has finished last in separation. Like, how do you even do that? Like, how are you that bad at separating? Like, the guy has, like, separation anxiety. I don't know if that's a good joke or not, but, like, I just don't know how you do that. Like, Devontae Parker, when he was healthy and younger, was very good. But the man can't separate. It's pretty sad. Robert Hunt, 5 years, 100 mil with the Panthers. Very surprising once again. Blake Cashman went to the Vikings. I think the Jets drafted him, I'm pretty sure. And he went to the Texans, had a good year last year, but the Jets may have given up too early there. Andrew Van Ginkle went to the Dolphins. Of course, they have some injuries in their edge room. I think it was, what's his name? Phillips tore his Achilles, Jalen Phillips. And did Bradley Chubb get hurt? I forget. He might have gotten hurt too. But either way, there was a spot open there. Josh Jacobs went to the Packers. Aaron Jones got cut. I thought Aaron Jones would be interesting here if we didn't get Singletary, but it's too late for that. Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons. Some people speculated that. They were right. The Falcons offense, if they have I forget who their offense coordinator is. Of course, Arthur Smith got fired, thank God. But they have a really good offense. Like, between even the offensive line has Lindstrom, they have Matthews, who else? Caleb McGarry, I think, is still there at right tackle. Like, they have a good offensive line, the Falcons. Then you put in Kirk Cousins for Desmond Ridder, who was dog shit. And so was Taylor Heineke last year. They both sucked. Like, Kirk Cousins, assuming he heals from this Achilles, this Falcons offense could be very good. Drake London is one of those guys. Bijan's great. Obviously, he was misutilized last year by Arthur Smith, but Bijan's great. And then Kyle Pitts, we know who Kyle Pitts is. He was a fourth overall pick, 1,000 yards his first year as a tight end. I mean, Kirk Cousins in Atlanta can do some good things offensively. So I'm excited about that. Bryce Huff went to the Eagles. Forgot about that. The Rams got Jonah Jackson. Anything else? Christian Wilkins went to the Raiders. Pretty affordable deal. Not too bad. 4 years for 110. Jaguars got Gabe Davis. Titans got Lloyd Cushenberry. I thought he was a bust. Maybe he got better last year. I know Cushenberry got off to a rough start. Bakhtiari got cut by Green Bay. I would assume he goes to the Jets, but that's a wait and see. Tony Pollard to the Titans, which I believe was a good deal. Yeah, 3 years, 24 mil. Not bad for Tony Pollard. Jonathan Greenard went to the Vikings. This was a big deal. A 4 years, $76 million deal, which I guess compared to other edge guys is not that big of a deal, but I don't know. When you see it at first, it's like, whoa, that's a lot of money. DeAndre Swift was like the first guy signed, like the second 12 noon hit he was signed. He went to the Bears on a 3 year, $24.5 million deal, opened up a spot for Saquon to go to Philly. Now, I myself, for fantasy football, love Roschon Johnson. So this sucks for Roschon Johnson, who was a middle round pick for the Bears last year, but I don't know. Maybe Swift gets hurt or something. We'll see. Michael Pittman got a long-term deal. 3 years, $70 million. Jets extended Greg Zuerlein. Eagles extended Landon Dickerson for a big deal. It was a four-year contract worth $84 million. Base salary. Wow. $20 million signing bonus. Jeez. So Landon Dickerson got a big amount of money. Mitch Morse, the center, went to the Jaguars. T. Higgins is available for a trade. A lot of stuff's going on here. So it was a fun day. Fun day of free agency. Of course, Russ went to the Steelers, so that's not happening for the Giants. It did seem like for a bit it was going to happen. It just had that vibe. But, of course, Russ goes to Pittsburgh. I think somebody said, it might have been Schefter, that the Giants were waiting back. They were waiting to hear from Russ for about 6 hours, and he never responded. And then, of course, the news came out he went to the Steelers. So either the Giants didn't have real interests, or Russ just left the Giants hanging, one or the other. But either way, it is what it is. I just hope the Giants get their quarterback in the draft this year. But yeah, that's going to do it for the video. First day is in the books. Well, not exactly. Not in the books. It's only 7:30 as I'm recording this, so some other stuff could happen, but I feel like the big stuff is out of the way. Let's see who the best remaining free agents are. I know Onwenu's not signed yet. That's a big one. Danielle Hunter is still out there. I know that as well. Danielle Hunter, Tyrone Smith, Calvin Ridley, Leonard Williams. We should bring back Leo on a cheap deal. That'd be nice. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Kendall Fuller, Marquise Brown, Stephon Gilmore, Patrick Queen, Jacoby Brissett, Derrick Henry, Chase Young, Eric Armstead, Levante David, Cameron Curl. A lot of good guys out here still. So it's far from over. I wonder if the Giants will have any interest in these guys. My guy Julian Blackman's still out there. I'm hoping that they get him. But I thought Grover Stewart signed with the Colts. I could have sworn I saw that. Maybe this is not updated. I don't know. But anyway, that's going to do it. It was a good day. A good day one. Once again, not over. But for right now, it looks good. So I hope Joe Shane has a plan. I hope he has a plan to get us a quarterback, because the roster is looking like it's getting built and it's getting a bit better. And I'm a bit more optimistic now than I was 24 hours ago. But I still need my damn quarterback. I didn't get Russ, which is not the end of the world. Russ is like 35 and his best years are behind him. I really don't want to watch Daniel Jones next year. I don't. So obviously don't force a quarterback pick. If it's not there, it's not there. But man, I don't know. Like even if they don't draft a quarterback, they got to find somebody. Tyrod's a free agent. DeVito is like, he is what he is. And Jones may not be ready for week one. I still think he will be, but there's no guarantee. And I think that Joe Shane said they're going to sign somebody in free agency. So I don't know who that is. I've always loved Brissett. I like Drew Locke, but we'll see. Sam Darnold maybe come back to MetLife. I don't know. Still waiting about Darren Waller and the possible retirement. I don't know what's going to happen there. So yeah, whenever something big happens, I'll hop back on, make another podcast. But for now, this will do it for day one. Hope you all enjoyed the video. Of course, leave a like if you made it this far, and I'll talk to you guys next time.